今天開始呢就仲讀呢個創世記，咁創世第一章，咁呢一章咧都造成好多啲教會歷史裏邊咧好大嘅誤會嘅，因為當時啲科學家話地球係圓嘅，咁佢哋話聖經講係平噶嘛，係分上下，會三文治咁噶嘛，上邊水下邊平地，咁即係當時嗰個伽利略啊，被踢出教會嘅，因為佢唔聽教會嘅教導。咁嗰陣時仲啲對，即係嗰陣時對聖經咧，即係好實際上係咁嘅咁。咁即係我哋今天研究過咧，知道創世紀每個唔係一個科學嘅書，係一種民間嘅教導，所以佢用有種詩詞嘅。嘅各嘅講法，第一日啊，哒哒哒哒哒哒，第二日哒哒哒哒哒哒，咁就念，等嗰啲人問咗容易記述啊，咁所以嗰個一段咁講真啦，嗰度都係地球啫，冇講宇宙係咪先？所以佢係唔係完整嘅？嗰個目的唔係話天主點樣砌造呢個世界，當然都係一命就成啦，但唔係話好似佢咁樣形容化第一第二日嘅個目的，就係即係最終的目的就係一切嘅一切係嚟自天主，呢個係創世記嘅背後嘅點樣做，呢個係佢民間嘅演述，所以我哋唔好喺度針對話都唔係嘅咁，即係唔係咁樣演，唔係咁樣創世啫，咁啊唔等於個福音個創世記嗰、那個。個中心點錯嘅喎，中心點係一切嘅一切嚟自天主，呢個係重點啊。咁第二點咧就係個福音，你睇到耶穌所到之處咧，係宣講天國福音，係治好民間嘅疾病。咁好多人都問嘅，我求咁耐，屋企人啲病或者佢自己嘅病都唔好嘅咁樣。我真係唔識答喎，等於夠鐘阿方正去到菲律賓，有個女孩子問點解咁多啲小啲女孩子啊被逼佢做呢啲妓女嗰啲嘢，佢夠鐘我都唔識答。咁嗰嘢唔係唔識答嘅，呢個用夠鐘去答啦。咁但係我記得。耶稣是咁慈悲对人嘅病痛咧，佢嘅好朋友拉泽六咧死后佢先至到噶嘛，死咗四日啊嘛，咁即其实喺出边都闻到少少发臭，咁所以当耶稣问玛利亚马尔大啊，你哥哥放喺边度？即佢哋附近嘅，只喺附近，佢在边度？咁佢呢？你哋睇下咁樣，咁一睇嘅時其實好附近嘅啫，一望望到嗰個石頂住嗰個墓門，佢哋以前喺山洞嘅啫個墓，咁喺門口咧就有個大石，咁佢封咗嘅，咁當時聖經就講，他哭了，耶穌喊，其實如果講真咧，好矛盾嘅喎。耶稣几日之前已经知道耶稣是不是已经是病危的，他是特登迟几日才到，到完之后他自己去喊，是不是先你找自己笨，是不是你早几日去，他不用死了，那就不用喊咯，即是我们人的逻辑嘛。但你明白为什么耶稣提迟几日去呢？他迟几日去是让耶稣门徒的见证復活是可能的，所以四日臭立个尸体仍然都可以活着出嚟。拉泽六出嚟吧，其实第二日咧，耶稣就上耶路撒冷噶嘛，开始就被捉拿啦嘛，被钉死啦嘛。咁呢个印象犹深，其实又系一个好大嘅一种困扰噶。如果佢唔復活拉泽六嘅话咧，耶稣冇咁快死噶。因为个弗拉泽六咧，更多人信咗耶稣，咁即刻公义会即刻开会，即刻要处理呢个人，啊，严谨处理， 咁啊即刻就钉死他，一个礼拜内啫嘛。咁所以耶稣系好苦心地让耶稣嘅门徒，让个门徒明白佢嘅死亡系有复活。所以当耶稣复活嘅时候咧，约望咪讲嘅，啲入到墓门睇到空咗啦，然后他信了，系咪先？一个礼拜内，约翰唔系拉撒路嘅死复活咗，耶稣唔喺度，佢他信了。你睇，但耶稣几苦心，佢唔想佢嘅好嘅朋友死亡嘅，但系佢一个好朋友，佢嘅死亡都为佢做一个身后见证。所以一个人唔系净系活嗰阵时做见证，死后都可以做好嘅见证。天主善用每一个嘅安排咧，使身边嘅人接受天主嘅圣旨。我寻日呢排我都见嗰啲慕道者啦，咁好多慕道者开始信教之前咧，即系企硬噶嘛，我得噶嘛，掂噶嘛，即系人嘅人性嚟讲啊，系咪？佢觉得系迷信噶嘛，使乜信神啦？啲我哋唔努力啫咁样，咁而家好多次咧，即系好多慕道者都痛定思痛啊！佢真系唔掂嘅啫，我本来好得，真系唔得，一个病一个过个病啫，佢即刻就束手待毙啦，已经。咁呢类嘅情况好多，咁所以睇到咧，即系我哋人几咁骄傲咧，我哋要学习。是不同的情况底下，有时天主俾啲人物啊喺我身边刺激我哋骄嗰啲傲性咧，系有福嘅。我哋太骄傲啦，太自私啊，所以有啲人喺你身边咧，硬系就撑住你、督住你，冇日冇啖好食。呢个系恩宠嚟嘅，你唔好以为你自己好大量啊嘛，你就唔咁大量，你要认知咯。咁你要忏悔咯，你学习咯，呢个系好简单嘅，唔好又赖。我哋好似赖啊，哇！耶稣你唔好咁样安排呢个人喺我身边啦，啊！耶稣你唔好安排呢咁嘅环境喺度啊，我就好舒畅啦，系咪？等于保禄都问过耶稣，求耶稣咁啊，你可唔可以掹我身上呢几个刺啊？你掹咗刺咧，我就真系全教舒服好多啊！一个所去啲团体，佢成立嘅团体，冚唪唥。内部作反㗎喎，佢真係好唔舒服㗎喎。我諗佢唔係真係佢自己有病呀，佢啲环境里面冚唪唥即係腐朽嘅差唔多，你佢点舒畅呢？啊，你掹咗即係话你搞掂佢呢，我就好舒服。耶稣话咩呀？次我就唔帮你掹呀，恩咗俾你足够恩咗去承担去面对呢啲次。所以今天我哋都要怀着喜悦嘅心，你仍然要面对，但是耶稣陪着你的，所以你不要害怕。所以这点是到当日耶稣坐在船到大浪盘盘盘盘是不是争啲沉吊石救命，停了风，你为什么害怕？即是我在这里嘛，耶稣在这里都有浪的，这样才麻烦，因为耶稣在这里就风平浪静，不是嘛，这样才啲门徒拗细头，阿师傅喺度都唔掂，唔系唔掂，佢唔出声就唔掂，咁一命就成。天主系，所以耶稣同阿父天啊讲啦，即系唔系佢讲，佢父天啊久唔久咧？耶稣俾佢好特别嘅恩宠咧，就五伤嘅，但几秒钟嘅啫，但嗰度痛到肉身嘅，已经痛到喊嘅。佢喊唔係喊佢自己喎，父天啊！佢喊耶稣咁惨咁凄凉，今日都咁痛苦，咁耶稣先安慰佢话：父天啊，我已经唔使痛㗎啦，我喺天堂上，你分享下少少啫。即係父天啊，就同情耶稣而喊嘅。哇，咁惨！佢话耶稣，我今日唔惨㗎啦，正钉过晒㗎嘛。但你知道我几爱惜你呢，就係呢个目的咯。咁希望我哋唔好怀疑，一切嘅一切都天主嘅帮助。So long. It's only one message. It's very important. Jesus allowing things happen. Problems, difficulties. It's what I'm mentioning. Faustina's diary. Some moments, she got the stigma that the pain of the fine wounds. And then, you know, and suddenly, go away. With the power of Jesus, you know, he can do anything. But he's still, you're going through. That means to say, God's will, that you'll be in that moment. God knows everything. You are, when you are painful, Jesus is same feeling the same pain. You remember when Jesus visiting his friend Lazarus, he died for four days. Stings coming out. But look, watching at the tomb, Jesus cried. So Jesus knows how we feel. By the times there are now things happen, that we learn, especially for the case of Lazarus, that his disciples believing that one can be resurrected. After 4 days, and Jesus only 3 days, he's risen. And so that's why John, when he coming into the tomb, nobody there, then he said, that disciple, he didn't say mention his name, he said, that disciple, believe. You see, Jesus really loving. He used many cases, many situations, many people to let us know how true it is, God's presence amidst ourselves.